to approve checks number 466458 through 466517, warrants 7863 through 7869, and two journal entries or transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes, February 8, 2022, and executive session minutes for February 8, 2022.
No questions?
I don't have any.
Move to approve executive session minutes for February 8, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the regular session minutes for February 8, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. University of Missouri Extension Update.
Are you
me? Oh, come on up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks. My name is Jenny Navat. Wanted to come and introduce myself. I'm with MU Extension, and I will be serving as the interim county engagement specialist until there is somebody put in the new in that position. So I want to bring that news to you today. That and Sheila has been made aware. She serves on our council for some program reports, but currently they have placed a freeze. On the youth development specialist position that you might recall Willow Williams was in that role.
Yes.
They've placed a freeze on filling that position, and they're just need to determine and kind of regroup how we're going to fund that position, and they're seeking out grant funding. So I don't think it is never, ever going to be filled moving forward. It's just a wait, get our ducks in a row, find better funding for that, and then moving forward. We kind of have, so much, so many entities. The great resignation has hit MU Extension, and we've got people moving to different parts of Extension, so that's the good news is they're staying with us. But we... we've got an interim in our Southwest region, our regional director role as well. And so we just kind of need to restructure and see how to best move forward. But I brought you these reports today just to show that there are still specialists covering Taney County. So we are still making impacts to the communities, to offer nutrition health programs. Willa is still coming into Taney County to offer some 4-H programs, working with the youth. And then we have also, you have a report from Tim. He is doing some agronomy programs. So, for example, March 1st, he'll have a livestock and forage conference that's been real popular. It'll come here to Taney County. So we still have specialists, Amber Allen is a human development specialist. Amy Patillo is offering workforce development programs that many chambers are probably familiar with. So we're still working with communities here in Taney County. I just wanted to make you aware of that. My contact information is on the front page. That's my impact report. I'm a nutrition and health specialist for Stone, Taney, and Christian counties. And like I said, just serving as the interim county engagement specialist to kind of work with the council and with Linda over there in the office. But if you need to get a hold of me, you can reach me. I'll be willing to answer any questions. Best I can.
did Willa take it? I forget. Did she take a new position?
She moved to Greene County. Okay. So still in the same role but different community. And we are fortunate that she is still coming to Taney County and working with youth and tying up some loose ends and Stone County as well. And actually, for the record, I'll state she is still supervisor for our youth program associate in Stone County and also our youth 4-H youth educator in Christian County. So that's really gracious of her, generous of her to do that.
And also, we appreciate you taking on the extra duty of serving for Taney County while you're, until they find someone, while you're also doing Christian.
Right.
Well, we appreciate it. But at the same time, we want to make sure that Taney County citizens are getting what we're paying for, because I think the requirement's $10,000. Mm-hmm. And what do we give the University of Missouri Extension every year, David?
I think recently it was $55,000.
I think it was 70 or 80. Is, okay. Is it not that high?
So currently, I was going to go ahead and speak while you were looking.
What do we have budgeted?
So approved budgeted for this year is $49,274.40.
Okay, so close to $50,000.
Yeah. Yes.
And so we certainly appreciate your continued support. Although we don't have a specialist housed here in Taney County, you still have many specialists who are coming into the county to serve and offer those programs. We also have the VITA program happening right now, Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, which brings millions of dollars into Taney County. That keeps that office hopping on Wednesdays, and Linda constantly taking phone calls to help provide that service to people in Taney County, both here in Forsyth and over in Branson at the Elevate Branson location. So that's been a real successful program. So again, thank you for your continued support of that program as well.
Did you say that there's a freeze on replacing the youth development specialist position in our area?
Mm-hmm. And that's just a let's strategize. According to what I'm hearing, let's strategize and figure out how we're going to move forward to fund these roles, to potentially grant fund those roles.
Something that, and I know it's not you, it's higher ups, but they need to realize that you're going to lose funding if you don't continue to provide services that we expect to be provided with the funding that we already give you above and beyond what we're required to give.
Right.
And they've been told that in the past.
Yeah.
So just make sure we stay on that radar.
Yeah.
I'll communicate that to them.
Well, make sure you say it really, really loud, because I don't think they heard.
Yeah.
They got told pretty loud the other day.
Okay. Well, I'm talking whenever they came before us asking for more money a couple years ago or last year. And then now they're pulling services, but yet still want. And the excuse is no funding. Well.
Yeah.
Any of the programs, like if they can be requested, like specialists that are, they're making them cover broader areas, and Taney County can set up and request for specialists to come down.
For sure.
And we do get emails when there's a specialist and they meet with the Cattlemen Association and stuff, that they're presenting different things.
Well, we were excited about the 4-H and youth development stuff. I mean, Willa did a great job on that. So I just want to make sure that those services are still provided, especially for the youth.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can see on her report there, she plans to work with the youth with the poultry club and even the 4-H Junior Fire Service Club this spring. So she's working to spread herself thin to cover both Greene County and Taney County still. But I hear you. You need somebody to cover Taney County. Yes.
Well, if they want continued funding. Then.
Yeah.
You heard that the other night, pretty strong, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. I hear it.
Mm-hmm.
It's frustrating.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Monthly budget report.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning. Morning.
We are starting out at the in January. By the end of January, we are showing the balance for GCR with having $8,252,822.25. That is getting revenues in at $1,213,957.75. The expenditures is $1,181,490.70. The bigger tax funds includes Road and Bridge. They are ending at with the two combined funds, Road and Bridge CART, and the tax fund is $15,637,835.47. We've got the law enforcement tax fund at $3,484,354.26, and the sewer fund is at $9,822,450.68. And all funds are at good balances. Like I said, that's our start first month. So I see everything looking good, showed really high or a good start for sales tax revenue that was collected for within this month from the previous month.
While you're there, can you tell us how much is in the line item for economic development in the budget?
Yes, it's showing for economic development, we budget $50,000 for those expenditures.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Commission. Have a good day.
Thank you. Memorandum of Understanding, SRO Program, number 21-134, Sheriff. I have received a letter dated February 3rd, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he approves the Memorandum of Understanding as to form. And this is a Memorandum of Understanding between Branson R4 School District and Taney County for the purpose of assigned law enforcement officer as a school resource officer at the district.
This is a new role for the sheriff's office, and probably would not be possible if we didn't have the law enforcement tax passing.
That's correct.
Got questions. I didn't get to look at this morning, first being out.
Okay.
I wondered why in the agreement that it ends it on January 1st, why it would not go through the school year. Do you know?
Well, I think that was the date that they signed it, or close to, and so it was the year from the date that they signed it. I think that's why they chose that date.
So then they'd have to amend. I'm assuming they would want that officer to maintain until the end of the year.
Yes.
They need to amend it then.
It says the parties may agree to extend the term by written addendum. So it's
right. That they would extend it.
It's not a
for
big
year. You know, annually it would be extended.
Okay. I was just trying to get it to go from school year to.
Right. Now that year. Makes sense. Your question makes sense, but I think, like I said, that they wanted it to be a year from the date that they signed it. So from the time it starts, it would be good for a year.
Okay. And in number seven, when it talks about, as we knew, it was agreed 75-25,